This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Why number three on this day of the three Marketplace whys comes to us from your local grocery store and the sticker shock you probably felt as you stocked up for Thanksgiving. And you can probably tell me off the top of your head how much you spent, you know, roughly. But let me ask you this. How much did you pay in sales tax? Groceries are exempt from sales taxes in most states, but not everything you buy at the grocery store is technically a grocery. That frozen turkey? No tax. That prepared pumpkin pie? Probably taxed. The marshmallows for the candied yams? Well, that comes down to a very tricky question for the American tax code. Are marshmallows candy? Marketplace's Matt Levin has this Thanksgiving dinner. Why?
The marshmallow industry has two peak seasons.
Summertime for s'mores season, or it's going to be right now going into the holidays.
Dan Reed heads marketing for Dandy's Vegan Marshmallows. You can pick up a pack at Whole Foods for about $5. Well, about $5 if you're in Michigan. If you're in Indiana, that's $5 plus a 7% sales tax. Although you can get marshmallow cream in Indiana tax-free.
Some states can look at marshmallow as a baking ingredient, whereas another state might look at it as a candy and tax it differently.
Most states don't tax groceries, or at least have a reduced tax on them. The logic is a tax on basic food items would be regressive, says Jared Walczak with the Tax Foundation.
Policymakers decided, okay, if we're going to provide this benefit for groceries, we care about it being like core foods, maybe healthy things, and candy is not a necessity.
But ice cream can have more sugar than a candy bar, and in most states, ice cream gets the tax-free treatment. Plus, how do you define candy in the first place? Rainu Zaretsky is with the Tax Policy Center.
Well, New York is a great example of the weirdness of taxing candy. If a marshmallow is covered in candy or chocolate, that is counted as candy, and you would pay a 4% sales tax.
But if you just buy a pack of mini marshmallows to eat by the handful, the state of New York doesn't see a dime. Zaretsky says it might be easier to just tax food according to how bad it is for you, like a sin tax. Although we want s'mores to cost s'more probably isn't a winning political message. For his part, Dan Reed at Dandy's Vegan Marshmallows says the different tax treatments in different states don't seem to impact sales.
I think a lot of that has to do with how we as shoppers look at taxes. It's sort of an aggregated line item on the receipt.
And these days, plenty of consumers rather not look at the receipt at all. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.